Hello, I'm Jared Aether for Right Radio. Here is today's news podcast for Thursday, April 28, 2011. Today's top story, a shooting in Elk City. Still no new details being released by Elk City Police surrounding a shooting yesterday. Police have not released details surrounding the motive or identities of those involved in yesterday's incident. The state fire marshal has looked into the cause of a fire in Custer City Tuesday that destroyed the former community center, Mike Smith reports.
Assistant State Fire Marshal Joanne Sellers says the cause of the blaze may never be known.
Probably most likely will not be. The investigator indicated that upon his arrival, it was actually still on fire and just a pile of burning debris, and he doesn't believe that there'll be anything left for him to use to help determine how this fire started or where. He is actually depending upon eyewitnesses to help him at least identify a possible area of origin.
Seller says the point of origin was determined to be the southwest portion of the building. The building was in the process of being remodeled. Seller says workers had been performing work on the roof prior to the fire.
A man whose last known address was in Clinton has been arrested by Roger Mills County Sheriff's deputies on a Custer County warrant. Authorities say 45-year-old Richard Byrd was apprehended when he and some friends were driving in Roger Mills County and ran out of gas. While assisting the motorist, authorities discovered that Byrd had a Custer County warrant for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. It's alleged that Byrd used a broomstick to hit a 10-year-old child across the back in May of 2009. Weatherford City Council this week approved the recommendation of the Hotel Motel Advisory Committee for a $9,000 request from Weatherford Summer Baseball. Committee Chair Brian Adler says the monies will help fund the regional and state baseball tournaments.
I think they have three tournaments lined up, Memorial Weekend, and then regional and state. So brings a lot of people to town.
Officials say they expect an estimated 316 hotel rooms to be occupied during the three tournaments. More news after this.
Here at Right Radio, we strive to bring you the best in music, news, weather, and production. In doing so, we have made it easy for you, our listeners, to connect and listen to the finest programming we have on our network. Don't forget to like our stations on Facebook, follow our stations on Twitter, and subscribe to this podcast for the latest on local news and beyond. No matter where you are, you can stay connected with Right Radio. Thanks for listening.
The mayor of the city of Cordell says a city council member has submitted his letter of resignation. Alex Damon says the Ward 4 seat held by Dirk Webb will be vacant after Webb submitted a letter of resignation to the city.
At one time he was interested in holding that seat and he would have held over, but I guess has instead changed his plans and has submitted his letter of resignation. So now, as we had on the council agenda previously, but had to remove, we will now re-announce that that seat is vacant at our next council meeting.
Damon says the city will begin the process of finding a successor for Webb. The Oklahoma Water Resources Research Institute held a series of open meetings in Clinton yesterday to provide information on the Oklahoma Comprehensive Water Plan. An overview of the plan was organized into five areas, including water management, water supply, planning, conservation, and government relations. Director of Planning for the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, Kyle Arthur, says Western Oklahoma is in pretty good shape regarding water supply.
For the most part, you're in pretty good shape. The southwest region to our south here had some long-term water supply issues we believe are considered hotspots. Here in west central Oklahoma, not so much. You guys do a great job here of conserving. You understand that rainfall and precipitation is not terribly numerous and frequent in this part of the state. Whether you're an irrigator, whether you're a public water supply system, you understand and have employed conservation measures that help a great deal.
A final draft plan will be presented to the Water Resources Board for approval later this year. The governor of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes is set to appeal a ruling by a Bureau of Indian Affairs official that could result in her removal from office. Governor Janice Boswell is embroiled in a dispute with Lieutenant Governor Leslie Harjo over who is the rightful governor of the tribes. Harjo maintains a tribal court has suspended Boswell, making Harjo the governor. The two are running what appear to be separate tribal operations with different judges. Betty Typekani, the superintendent of the BIA office in El Reno, said in a letter last month that the BIA would recognize the judges supported by Harjo. Boswell had 30 days to file an appeal of that decision and says she plans to formally do so today. Today's top story, a shooting in Elk City. I'm Jared Atha for Wright Radio.